Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And you know what? I know it's a holiday, supposed to be festive, but...
Another Johnny B. Meltdown.
I mean, it's a little annoying when, like, really older kids trick-or-treat.
Yeah, what's the cutoff, you think? 16, maybe?
I think way earlier than that, to be honest. I mean, what are we doing? If you're driving a car, you shouldn't be trick-or-treating.
Right, right. That's fair.
If you can get a part-time job, buy your own chocolate. Now, if you're a chaperone for your little siblings... and you're 16, I'll give you candy. That's cool. You're doing a service. You're protecting your siblings. Or maybe you're a nanny. Whatever you're doing. Or if you're a hot mom, I'll give you candy.
Okay.
Even if you don't have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're going to be an old-ass kid, 17, 18, 16... number one, say trick or treat. That is the key. That is the key word. I mean, a lot of kids aren't saying it anymore. The parents just don't even tell them. You got to say trick or treat. That's how you get the candy. It's a password.
It's the magic words. Yeah, literally.
And then you should really say thank you, you know?
Yeah, that would be ideal.
Or happy Halloween. Some sort of an exiting line.
I think appropriate. A thank you. Yeah, a thank you is definitely appropriate.
It's sweet, you know? It's not necessary, but it's nice. It's good etiquette.
I would disagree. I would say it's necessary.
I mean, I'm not going to I'm not going to get upset if they don't, but it feels better when they do. But when you're an older kid and you don't even wear a costume, before I even got everything set up outside, this girl came through. She was about 16. She's wearing Daisy Dukes. I'm like, I don't even know what she's dressed as. A hooker? I don't know.
Is it Daisy Duke?
Maybe that's who she was. I didn't even think about that. My bad. Either way, it didn't look like she was in a costume. Just looked like she didn't like her dad. She came through, and I was like, oh, hey, still setting up my stuff, but here you go. It's like 6 o'clock. It's not even close to dark or anything. I'm like, all right, here you go. She's like, she was at least nice. You know, she's like, thanks, and then she ran off. But then I got some older kids, teenagers. And, like, I'm going to give more to the little kids. Sorry. If you're a cute kid, you know, you've got a costume on, and you're an actual child, I'm giving you, like, 3, maybe more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers, Hershey's. I spent a lot of money on candy. Way too much, to be honest. And, are you wearing a mask, Will?
Yep.
That is amazing.
It's Halloween.
I like it, dude. That's awesome. I'm just dressed as a fat guy. So if you're a little kid, I give you a little bit more candy. But even the older kids, I'll give them like a Reese's and a Smartie, you know, a couple pieces. But you're older. This is for the kids. These older kids, probably 5 different times, I gave them candy, and they looked in their bag, and they just looked at me, and they stayed there. Like, waiting for more. And I'm like, I wanted to go, are you effing kidding me? But I just like, I go, happy Halloween. And they walked away like disappointed, like, ugh. And I'm like, I'm going to get my house egged, I guess. But I'm trying to hook up the 10-year-olds and the 11-year-olds and the 8-year-olds, you know, like, and the 5-year-olds. God, they're so cute. But the worst, though, and the reason why I hit the meltdown button. Well, I don't know what's going on. A guy my age. Was with a group of people my age.
Yeah.
No costume.
Oh, boy.
Walks up at the back. Trick or treat. Now, the first thing I did was I scanned the area to see if he had, like, a timid child that he was just grabbing her bag and getting candy for the child.
Yeah.
Because that happens. Because my house is scary. I had this soundtrack playing that is like the scariest stuff. It's like demons screaming and chainsaws and all that that's going on in my garage right now. So it's scary. I'm trying to scare people. I'm trying to add that old school Halloween element. I got strobe lights all over the place. I have like a mini haunted house going on in my garage right now because I don't want to play like Kid Bop Thriller. You know what I mean? I want it to be Halloween out there. So I get it. If you got to have Grandpa come up and get your candy. He didn't have no kids with him, Will. He had no kids with him.
Now, I don't want to assume, but is it possible maybe he had some sort of disability or something wrong with them that maybe it would be excused just this one time?
That was my second read. My second read was, is there something going on? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm on a delay on Bone TV, and I just noticed Whitmore behind me on Bone TV. Oh, he's still there. Wow, freaking me out.
Very creepy.
Yeah, anyway, so I don't think the guy, my second read was, is the guy somewhere on, you know, on the spectrum or something? Nah, he seemed pretty normal.
Oh, well, clearly
not.
He
wanted some candy.
Clearly
not. He wanted some candy.
Normal. I wouldn't say that's normal. That's weird.
Maybe he's just a guy like, you know what? I'm getting some goddamn chocolate. What's happening?
It's not acceptable. It's totally unacceptable. I hope you didn't give him any candy.
I did. I was in shock. I was in shock, and I look back at Whitmore, and he's like, that just happened. I'm like, I don't know.
You didn't ask any questions. Maybe nah. I would have given him candy, but I would have probed him a little bit and been like, so what's going on here? What are you doing?
Well, he was with a group of people. It was weird. It was other kids, but they were all getting their own candy. So it wasn't like there was a kid that stayed on the street and didn't walk up the driveway. And that's what I was looking for. I was like, where's the kid that he's getting candy for? Oh, there's not one. He just thought, I'll walk up and get candy too. Weird, dude. Never seen that in my life.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I kind of am resisting the idea of an adult getting candy for the kid. I mean, part of the deal is that you have to go get your own candy. I get it if you go up and approach, you know, with the kid and he's scared or something. But you go up there with them and, or you know, him or her, whatever. And, and you get, the kid gets his candy. But if he doesn't agree to go up to the door, sorry, Junior, no candy.
I'll tell you what, if a kid is scared and their parents come up and get the candy for them, I give them candy, that's fine. But if the kid sacks up and walks up and gets the candy, and I know they're scared, I'm giving them like three times as much.
Yeah.
Because it's a life lesson. You need to overcome these fears in life, you know? These kids are too soft. You know, like when I was a kid, every house was a haunted house. Like it was scary stuff. Back in those days, my neighborhood had probably 10 mom-and-pop haunted houses. We had a haunted alleyway. I'm not even kidding. That normally just crackheads hung out in Seminole Heights where I grew up. But all the neighbors got together and made a haunted alleyway out of the thing. And they made it like, oh, if you want to trick-or-treat down that road, you have to go down the haunted alleyway. And they would scare the doo-doo out of you. And it was a life lesson. You're like, I don't want to go down the haunted alleyway. And then your parents would be like, well, then you're not getting candy, pussy. And you're like, all right, I guess I can go down the haunted alleyway. And then you got like crackheads jumping out. Give me crack. So these kids today, it's like, no, I just have Amazon bring me chocolate. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, just weird. It was very, very weird.
I think it's kind of cool that you even have kids in your neighborhood that are trick-or-treating. I didn't see any in my neighborhood at all. And I did see some when I was driving here. There was a few, like, in the nicer neighborhood that's right down the street from me. But really, nobody. You got a lot of trick-or-treaters at your house.
Not bad. I mean, it's a very middle-class neighborhood. You've been to my house many times. I mean, it's not, you know, we're not, like, bougie, but we're not, like, you know, the ghetto either. But I will say this, and I know a lot of people do this, and they're probably in their cars right now. You're listening. And your kids are in the back seat, and you're going to laugh at this because you're doing it right now. Even if you live in a middle-class neighborhood, you drove to a nicer neighborhood to take your kids trick-or-treating.
Correct.
We all do it. I did it with Zane. I would let him hit this neighborhood because I raised him in this neighborhood. I'd let him hit this neighborhood, but then I'd be like, get in the car. We're going down to the gated community a few miles down the road, and you're getting full-size candy bars. We're going to Mike Calta's neighborhood. You know what I mean? They're going to throw, you know, a grant, you know, in your something. They're like, oh, I got car keys. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to go to the rich neighborhood if you can. You know, so if the kids that are there to trick-or-treat in my neighborhood, they either live around here, or they live in a way worse neighborhood, and their parents are like, look, we're not going to go crazy and take them to the super rich neighborhood because they're going to smell the poor on us. But we'll take them up here to Johnny B's neighborhood. It's a nice middle class neighborhood. Very nice people. They're all giving out chocolate, you know. I do have really cool neighbors and stuff. So everybody's having a good time. The only thing that threw me off was the teenagers that didn't say trick or treat, didn't say thank you, and stared in their bag like, where's the rest of it? I was like, I can't hit you, you're a kid, but I wanna, you know what I mean? Like, it's just odd. Very, very weird. I would say 80% of the kids are very nice and very respectful and very appreciative. So it is refreshing to know that all of them aren't completely tainted and ruined. You know, there's still some good kids out there.
Yeah. How many did you say actually got to your door? Over a dozen?
Oh, God. I'd say we've had at least 100 kids so far.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
It's been good. It's been really good. Yeah. Yeah. And there's still, like, now the older kids are starting to trickle out there, you know. I had an idea, Will, and I don't know. Like, I told Whitmore about it, and I kind of got mixed emotions from him. But I was going to do this, and I don't know if it was appropriate or not, but I was going to get my cooler, and put it out there next to the candy bucket and have some beers in it and some bottled waters. And then, like, the parents, you know, offer him a beer or a water. Is it inappropriate to offer a dad a beer if he's walking around with his kid?
No, I think that's awesome.
I should have done it. I'll do it next year. Because I really thought if I was walking Zane around when he was 5 years old and somebody said, hey, Dad, happy Halloween. You want a beer? I'd be like, the coolest house in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? So
the only thing is you got to be careful. It's not like an older brother that's like 16 but it has had a mustache They're 14.
You got to look at least 35 if I'm going to offer you a beer. I ain't trying to go to prison. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, not going to happen. Or give some lady, and it's like a 16-year-old girl, hey, ma'am, you want a beer? And she's like, yeah. And she goes and tells everybody at her high school, there's a fat guy, and I found out he's on the radio, everybody. He gave me beer. I'm 16. Aw, isn't that cool? No.
That would be cool. That. You'd have a lot of 16-year-old girls at your house, though, which could be cool depending on your mind frame.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Not me. Yeah. No way, bruh. Like, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you a question. I'm curious about the costume situation, too, because I've noticed that just from pictures that I've seen, you know, on the internet and the few trick-or-treaters that I have seen or costumes, I went to an event yesterday. I'm kind of partial to the scary costume on Halloween.
Yeah.
But people now are just kind of doing costumes where they kind of dress up as just anything they want. They just dress up as a thing. So I saw a lot of, like, cartoons.
A lot of Fortnite characters came to my house tonight.
Yeah, just kind of like not scary stuff though. I don't know when that happened. It was kind of always. I was a werewolf and a Dracula and all this other stuff when I was a kid.
Yeah,
but now they're just like doing whatever is in pop culture. Like I'm Britney Spears, and you're like, that's not
really
Halloween.
You know, it's funny you say that. I saw maybe two scary kids, and it was like just like a Scream mask. Or I saw like four or five Grim Reapers, actually. But no werewolves, no Dracula, not one single Dracula. He's gone. No mummies. I remember we used to have a bunch of mummies when you were a kid. You get a bunch of gauze and wrap each other up. There was nothing real scary like that. No skeletons and stuff. You're right. I saw a ton of superheroes as far as like the kids that are 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. Saw a lot of Iron Man and Spider-Man and all the Marvel characters. DC characters not represented. I will say this.